It's strange that she joined the army and they keep running away from the police all that time.
I know.
Official type of thing, and then to join it. Make a career out of it. Some kind of statement, other than, I mean, the alternative to nothing.
Women don't have a long life in the army. There's a sooner dropout rate. I mean, there's been an increase of women going into the army for all the reasons that you've said, but they don't stay in as long, just because, I mean, the army mirrors women's oppression in even more brutal, terrible ways, and there's such discrimination, so that what happens to many women who go in, working class women especially black and Puerto Rican women, they go in and they think, well, I'll get the equivalent of my college degree, I won't be on welfare, you know, blah, blah. And just they find out that they are relegated into the worst jobs. They face terrible discrimination. The incidences of rape are higher in the armed forces for women than it is in the general society. And so there's a very high, shall we say, dropout or dishonorable discharge rate, which is a topic for another discussion, which is what we're not on. But
the same thing that happened to the women breaking through the women rappers. Rappers have done it to singing or to other kinds of more expensive ways people are afraid of what they do as well. I mean, how can they know? They're very conscious, aware that the popularity is temporary. And as soon as the media loses interest, and then, you know, they're different. People will be in trouble. So the same phenomenon happens in the other form.
Is that women cooking is an art form. And it's always been easy, but it's actually been recognized. Before it was just sort of something that women did, and they said, oh, it's a craft, and then there had to be a huge debate over the difference between a craft and an art form. So what you're saying is correct, and with someone like Painter, she actually wanted to use her artistic ability for working class art, people that she modeled herself after, the William Morris and Stephen Crane. But nonetheless, she was the first woman to be allowed to study nude paper in order to be able to draw the nudity up there to study the nude women in our eyes. In England, until I can. So women learned how to do it either from non-traditional or non, I mean, they weren't allowed in the academies, they didn't have scholarships. And then the social things about being expected to be a wife and a mother also prevented you from being able to be a full-time devotional. Yeah. So that's the only sort of thing that you're getting from the struggle for women.
Okay, I mean, we discovered now a lot of women novelists who didn't have the sort of official entrance into society and Roman novels, and nevertheless, these novels, even at the time, became very knowledgeable and known and became rather famous and did really influence quite a lot of people. So in painting it might have been a bit more difficult, but one should also compare it with the situation of the painter who was not recognized, the male painter was not recognized either, and who just started through and you know, and was probably forgetting it was covered coming years later.
I think that the experience of the women in the painting, for example, is very related. I mean, historically and parallel with the experience of the women in the arts in general. The graffiti women or the graffiti movement is different in the way that women, moreover, are mainly working class women, as opposed to, you know, upper class or income. And we are from mainly black women from Hispanic backgrounds, you know. But other than that, their experience in the movement has been the same, you know, the experience of women artists throughout history. The same, you know, experience of discrimination and the experience of that.
In what way do you become whore, do you become a lesbian, do you become
lesbian?
Certain moves that are restricted to all the songs, like they would say there are certain breaking moves that are male moves, according to the women. Even if women involved in breaking, they don't know, I didn't do that because that's not the feminine style. I mean, think about the feminine style, it's supposed to be, you know, jazzy or something, softer, neutral, and so on, so that is the problem there. They're not very encouraged to participate fully in the dance form. They're encouraged to participate as a cheerleader kind of thing, you know? And they can hang out, you know, around the guys when they're doing the break, and they cheer them,
to play, you know, with lives. But there are women breakers, and now there are groups, all female groups, and we do break all the time.
I think as we're mentioning that, for the most part, any discussion is excluded from it. It's an act that is no act that no one involved, basically. Or if they even mention the presence of the woman, they haven't made anything out of it. It's just been kind of casual reference to that, all they have is the woman now. So that this is really one of the first times where this is being taken up as an issue in its own right. I think it's, you know, that's really very important. You know, it's considered to, that let the masculine of the ritual be, you know, so let it remain intact. But the fact that historically women have broken into those sheltered areas of activity and manifested themselves is one of the things that is a really common example of women's liberation. And I think that this is a, you know, an ideal context to just begin talking about the way in which those things happen, how the names are sort of isolated out, this could be male involvement, the women being sidelined as a support group somehow to it, and have just broken through and become part of it. I think part of it too is that the performance aspect, that it becomes sort of necessary when it's being viewed rather than when it's being done. But I think part of it also is just consciousness on the part of people to go to need to do that. Breakthrough. And this discussion also is a breakthrough in the same sense, because read anything that's written about it almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Any really newspaper articles, books, and there have been several books now, anything about it, they don't talk about it at all. There's a book, an entire book called Hip-Hop, about all this stuff. There's not a word about it.
Yeah, hip-hop is being portrayed as a
book. What does hip-hop?
Hip-hop is the combination of three forms. So we were giving great dancing and writing.
To what extent did the commercialization of the breakdancing sort of impose the idea that women should be involved? You see what I mean? That if it started out as a man's form, men, you know, did get hired by McDonald's or what have you, but you can do it, you have to have at least the woman involved. So that, you see what I mean, is coming in from above as opposed to a genuine sort of interest by the women to do it.
No, the women were interested in doing it. They've always been. But they haven't been, they're not allowed to participate in the same way as men are. I mean, it's not that there was no interest. The women have been interested and they've tried, but they've been rejected, discriminated against by the guys, and they don't want to be totally out of, you know, I mean, they have their boyfriends break dance. They have, I mean, you know, what can you do? You do whatever your boyfriend tells you to do when you're 15 or, you know. So, but they have been interested, it's not that they haven't. And they have participated break dancing since early on in rapping. And I think what the commercialization has done so far is to portray them as a macho. Activity, all of that, you know, in a way. And as Henry said, it's true that women have been incorporated into breakdance, let's say, because of that inclusiveness of needing women to show, you know, the show would be better if there were nice little women, you know, cheering the crowd, you know, something like that. But that doesn't mean that the women have not been involved, and it doesn't mean that that's why women are now present in hip hop, the commercialization. Establishing or the media decided to happen into. Like the women representing rapping since early on, you know, since the 70s, and they've been very active.
And as a challenge to the men, because the men rapping is just a big ego boost.
Yeah.
And the women challenge.
There's a good example of that right now. One of the most popular songs in the 2 months is Roxanne, by male rappers. It's a rap song. Where the typical relation between men and young men and women is presented and reproduced. While some women rappers got together and did a song called Roxanne the Den, which is an assertion of the refusal of women to just accept that role or matter. So there's a struggle around feminism going on within this form, even though the people are doing it are not conscious, trained feminists or anything like that. But there's a kind of intuitive sense that there's a battle and there's something at stake in the struggle in these forms. And so it's taking place within popular culture, a very strong the whole trilogy, there's actually another Roxanne song that came out right after that, also challenging the original version. The whole trilogy sort of goes together now, become one of the most popular rap ensembles in history. So it's not the most recognized form of rap music.
Woman, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
I was just thinking it's a very complicated relationship between commercialization and the women's participation. I mean, it sounds like you did just to try and maintain all the contradictions, because it's from the outside, it's outside pressure that put on men that makes them more open to having these women participate, but at the same time, it's not as though it's only because of the commercialization that
women have been struggling to get into the women's participation. And these are people who live in the same neighborhood, right? Who share the same friends, the same downs, and on earth. Throughout history, I mean, art has been the creation of men and women, not only, you know, men. So, I mean, the women have been there all along.
So is there a kind of separatist feeling among some of these women? That they should do, you know, breaking by themselves?
Well, I don't think they are so conscious of it. I mean, I think they would be in those terms, but yes, there are all female groups. Yeah. And they want to do it that way. They want to develop their own style. It's been that they were significant rappers, the Oscar. It's a group of three women. And one of them, they used to belong to male groups at one time. And now they united something else there. It's three women. And they want to be that way. But then they have skills over time to contribution to what it means to be the members. You know, how are they going to present themselves? They cannot just go onto the stage and take off their shirt and say, yeah, I would like the male too to show off. You know, they have to wear miniskirts and high shoes and stuff to attract the male audience. And the audience is getting one, not only the male, but otherwise they're going to be very powerless. Lesbians, or I mean, you name it, you know, they have to, you know, they are struggling and they want to be female, you know, only women, and develop their own style. But at the same time, you have to deal with reality. Let's ask the feminists to accept that. Asking this question to one of the women in the group, and she says that when they go to a party, let's say, and they are performing, right, they get a lot of, not jealousy or anything like that, but sexual harassment, you know, that's what they get from the men. But they have to be very careful how they dress, how they talk. If they say something that would be a little bit too off, you know, that would be too feminine enough, they can get a boon from the audience, you know, and so on. So they really have to conform their performance to the expectations of the audience. And it's much more restrictive than the males. Now they just go on stage and do anything they want. But the women have to be careful, otherwise you just lose popularity and that's it. So they don't get a lot of, actually many of the women, they were indie writers, even the indie writers, but also the rappers and the breakdancers, they all talk about how much support they have received from the men, from the friends, the boyfriends, or whatever. And they make sure that you understand the guilt that many, many males and men have helped them to and support them. But the problem there is that the support that they receive is restricted support. We support you if you do certain things, if you behave in a certain way, and that's what it's called. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Very good. So I guess we can break. I guess what time? I don't have
the lunch time.
It's lunch time. I think this is my new lesson.
Do you, oh, I have to change my slides and everything.